Shut up and sit down.
Hello and welcome back to episode 10 of Red Tails and Takeaways.
Yep, it's definitely a good getting to that 10 mark. That feels good. I'm very proud of us.
Today is going to be a banger.
Yep, it has to be because it's the 10th episode.
Yep.
So I say, you know, today's theme today is today I effed up.
Yep.
And it's about people who messed up, maybe not intention, like they didn't, usually they don't have bad intentions, but they messed up in some way. And, you know, it goes for wrong. So let's just start right away. Here we go.
Yep.
Today I effed up by buying everyone an Ancestry DNA kit and ruining Christmas. Initial reactions? Ooh.
I have a feeling that this might be some sort of, like, someone finds out that they're...
not related. Like, yeah. Yeah, that... I would.
Like, there was some cheating going on back in the day or something.
Yeah, that could be bad.
That's my first assumption here in the title. As you know...
Titles can be deceiving.
Yes,
they can be very deceiving.
Yes,
my prediction is that, like, somebody's grandma gets put on blast here to be... That's what I think, but I'll begin.
Interesting prediction. Earlier, all right, go on with it.
Earlier this year, Ancestry DNA had a sale on their kit. I thought it would be a great gift idea, so I bought 6 of them for Christmas presents. Today, my family got together to exchange presents for our Christmas Eve tradition, and I gave my mom, dad, brother, and 2 sisters each a kit. Okay, sounds good so far. Very wholesome.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it sounds good. As soon as everyone opened their gift, at the same time, my mom started freaking out. She told us how she didn't want us taking them because they had unsafe chemicals. We explained to her how there were actually no chemicals, but we could tell her she was still flustered. Later, she started trying to convince us that the only one of us kids need to take it, since we all have the same results, and to resell extra kits to save money.
All right, so... Mom's definitely cheated.
And it's also what I find extreme. Yeah, definitely. And she wants one of the siblings to take it. So she's going to choose the one she knows, like, is actually the dad's.
Yeah.
So that the other one doesn't find out.
Yeah.
Fast forward. Our parents have been fighting upstairs for the past hour, and we are downstairs trying to figure out who has a different dad. TLDR. I bought everyone in my family... I bought everyone in my family Ancestry DNA kit for Christmas. My mom started freaking out. Now our parents are fighting, and my dad might not be my dad. So that was like a summary.
Jeez.
There is an update if you'd like to hear it.
I would love to hear the update.
So this is the first update. So thank you so much for all the love and support. My sister's brother and I have not yet decided yet if we are going to take the test. No matter what the results are, we will still love each other and our parents no matter what. So, okay.
I feel like that's a little awkward, though.
Yeah. But it's still, you know, they're being nice.
Yeah.
But there's a huge update, too.
I would love to hear it.
Christmas isn't ruined. That's all caps.
Oh.
So, obviously, there's been some sort of plot twist. My FU actually turned into a Christmas miracle. So, his... F up turned into a Christmas miracle. Turns out, my sister's father passed away shortly after she was born. A good friend of my mom was able to help her through the darkest time in her life, and they went on to fall in love and create the rest of our family. They never told us because of how hard it was for my mom. Last night, she was strong enough to share stories and photos with us for the first time, and it truly brought us even closer together as a family. This is a Christmas we will never forget, and yes, we are all excited to get our test results. Merry Christmas, everyone. P.S. My mom isn't a W word. No, you're not my daddy. Interesting P.S., but the update was very heartwarming, I will
say.
Wait,
so one of the children is, like, her sister's?
No. Basically, what happened is the mom was married to, or I don't, it doesn't actually say married, but the mom had a kid with, one man,
mm-hmm.
and that man died. So obviously the mom was very distraught, but she still gave birth to the oldest sister. But then her friend helped her out, which ultimately becomes all their dad, because he like, you know, they fall in love.
Yeah, that makes sense.
He just never did it, but now they all know. It's nice.
That's quite the plot twist, not a ruined Christmas.
I agree. So this was like a plot twist, but a good plot twist.
See, as we said, titles can be deceiving. And they did deceive us.
Yeah, the updates were definitely helpful. The PS was a little weird, though. I don't know where that came from. But yeah, I like that story. This story is different.
Yeah, that was a little wholesome story.
Yeah, because we don't have tons of wholesome stories on this thing. Lots of times it's just like petty revenge. Somebody gets it, what they have coming. But this one was nice. I like it.
We'll see how wholesome my story is.
Let's see.
All right, I have, today I effed up by throwing my steak out a window.
There's not much like titled to be deceived by. It seems a little weird.
I mean,
but I'm very intrigued.
Yeah. The moment I saw this title, I was like, I have to say this story.
Yeah.
It just sounds perfect.
Yes.
All right.
Get it.
Last night, my wife's boss from her brand new job invited us over for dinner. On the drive over, my wife reiterated many times to me just how important it was to make a good impression.
Okay. Makes sense. It's her boss, so she wants to make a good impression so that
she's
in high standing with her boss.
He's probably going to make a bad impression.
Yeah, by throwing a steak or something.
Yeah. I scoffed and arrogantly informed my silly wife that I always make good impressions.
Okay. Yeah, this guy.
Bad idea, buddy.
This guy, the way he wrote that, like.
Yeah, he's just bound to make a bad impression.
Yeah, he's going to make a bad impression.
My wife's boss is a single lady in her 50s, so it was just the three of us. We chit-chatted over drinks and salads and seemed to be really hitting it off. She laughed at my well-timed, perfectly appropriate jokes, and my wife seemed pleased.
Okay, this guy seems very cocky.
Yeah, he's kind of glazing himself.
Thank you, that's the word I was looking for. He just keeps talking about how good he is.
Just all these perfectly timed,
yeah, I know.
Like appropriate jokes
that everyone loves. Yeah, he doesn't know for a fact everyone loves them.
You're not that guy, pal. You're not
all that. You think you are, but obviously you effed up, so continue.
Yep. I'm sorry. Soon she brought out the main course, a nice big juicy steak for each of us. As I began to cut into my steak, I was discouraged to discover how undercooked this steak was.
Oh. Yep, I can see where this one's going.
Yeah, now I've had my fair share of rare steak. I prefer medium, but I can handle rare. This was several minutes on a hot grill short of rare. I probably could have resuscitated the cow had I tried. Instead, I sat there fidgeting with my knife and fork, worrying about how I was going to get away with not eating this steak. Claim veganism? No, I already fiend great enthusiasm upon seeing the steak.
Oh.
Just then, our hostess excused herself to the kitchen to take care of some dessert preparations.
Oh, I already see where this one's going. This guy might be, not the brightest, because if he's going to do what I think he's going to do...
I mean, I think it's pretty obvious what he's going to do. But as I looked across the fancy dining room table at the open window of this third-story apartment, a cartoon light bulb appeared over my head.
Okay, continue. Sorry.
I knew I had to be decisive, realizing that she could return at any moment. I committed. I grabbed the steak with my hand, gently shook off the juice, and executed a perfect throw right through the center of the open window.
Okay, again with, the self-glaze, a perfectly executed throw.
All right, you're going to love this part.
Okay.
Here's the big time F you. The window wasn't open.
What?
It was the cleanest freaking window you've seen in your life. That is, until my mostly raw slab of steak slammed up against it and slowly slid down, leaving a trail of bloody juice in its wake.
That poor wife, she's probably horrified.
My wife, whose steak was a nice medium rare and was unaware of my predicament, turned, jaw-dropped, and stared at me like I was an alien from another planet.
I would too. You just threw your steak at the window.
Yeah, that's like...
It's a little strange.
Like, you really can't tell that the window is closed. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I know. This guy, maybe he shouldn't have self-glazed so much, because obviously his sight isn't very good.
And it's not like he just dropped it out a window that was next to him. He obviously threw it across the room. Like, what if you missed?
Well, still. Well, he said it was perfectly executed, but...
Obviously not.
Yeah.
My waifu's steak was a nice medium rare and was unaware of my predicament, turned, jaw-dropped, and stared at me like I was an alien from another planet. This look then slowly morphed into more of a there-is-no-place-on-this-planet-you-can-ever-hide-from-me expression of demonic anger.
Yeah, I can imagine.
My wife's boss heard the thud of the steak on window impact and came quickly. She took in the scene, the steak sitting on the windowsill, the bloody trail, my empty plate, and then gave me an inquisitive, puzzled look.
That's gonna be so confusing for her.
Yeah. I just didn't know what to say. It felt like a minute of silence, but it was probably 3 or 4 seconds. Finally, the best I could manage was, I'm so sorry. I'm such a klutz. I don't know. I was just cutting it, and it slipped. Just ask my wife. I really am a klutz, right, honey? Nope. No help coming in from that direction.
I can imagine. She's probably horrified. She's going to divorce them or something.
I will clean this up. I can't believe this. I'm so sorry, et cetera, et cetera. Both women continued to stare at me like I had escaped from the loony bin as I smeared the blood around the window with my cloth napkin, dusted off the steak, and continued to mutter my incoherent explanation. I knew no one was buying the story. I knew what I had to do. I sheepishly returned to my seat and proceeded to eat every bite of that disgusting, cold, chewy, bloody, raw steak.
Okay, at least I think that might be the right move. I thought he was going to do something super dumb again.
What did you think he was going to do? Like, throw it out the window again?
I don't know. This guy, he seems less...
Yeah, obviously, he's not the best thinker.
Not the most intelligent guy. Maybe he should spend less time working on his steak-throwing skills and more time on... his common sense skills.
Well, he seems to be the best at everything, and he's like...
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, even my steak throw was perfect, but too bad it hit the window.
Yeah, obviously his sight, like, his seeing skills aren't up to par because, jeez.
Yeah.
What are the comments looking like?
Hold on, there's still a little bit left.
Oh, there is? Okay.
I remained pretty quiet the rest of the evening. My wife's only two words to me... since the incident are, I'm fine.
Yeah, she's not fine.
TLDR, tried to sneakily throw my undercooked steak through an open window, only to find out it wasn't open.
How does that...
Alright, a little bit of an update. He just got the first post, I'm fine, communication from his wife via text who's at work. And then this is the text. Good news... the boss and I just had a good laugh over how much of an effing idiot you are. I hope you know you will never live this down. Love you, moron.
Aww. Obviously, so he seems like the kind of lovable idiot type, which is sweet. But
yeah, he seems like the arrogant idiot type, but...
I mean, yeah, but obviously, he means well, I think. He said, I mean, obviously, he's pretty funny, according to himself. He said he... perfectly executed these jokes that were fully appropriate and no inappropriate jokes. I mean, good for him.
Yep.
It's just unfortunate how I guess it went down in the end.
Too bad all his perfectness didn't give him the common sense to not chuck his steak across the room.
To an unopened window.
I mean, I don't even know what you do after it, but... I don't know if eating the steak off, like, the floor is the best option.
Yeah, that's a good point, too. He never really makes up for his stupidity. He just, like, keeps it going. I mean,
that's kind of a hard one to... Not kind of a hard one. That is a very hard one.
I would argue almost impossible, but...
Yeah.
You know, at least the wife's not too mad at him now. Maybe it actually helped the wife because they had a good laugh about it so that, you know... The boss and the wife might have connected.
I don't know if the boss will ever invite the guy over for dinner.
Absolutely not.
So that's
they're
not
getting an in. But I mean, obviously she's not a very good cook though. If his steak was truly raw.
Yeah, if they're all like completely different, like cooking lengths, then that's a personal problem.
Why was his steak the only one that was like? Raw, because everybody else's seemed fine. He should have just asked them to put it on the grill for a little bit. I know he was trying not to be rude.
Well, it's Like, you can maybe do that at a restaurant, but at someone's house, it's
pretty rude. You're right. It is pretty rude.
All right. Thank you guys for listening.
Sorry. You know what's ruder?
Let's hear it.
Throwing your steak at their unopened window. That's kind of rude.
Yeah. Even if... Okay, hold on real quick.
Okay.
Even if he got it through the window, she was supposed to believe that he ate his steak within, like...
Yeah, the 20 seconds she was out there.
Yeah, the 20 seconds she was gone.
You're right. I didn't really think about that, but it was never going to work. It was just a dumb plan.
Failed from the start.
Yeah. Doomed.
All right. Thank you guys for listening. We'll have two more episodes rolling out for y'all. But we would love to have some special guests on for this. Yeah,
for sure. Make sure to follow us on Instagram.
Bye.